ACIM Insights Lesson 189. I feel the love of God within me now. This lesson is an extension of one of the very first lessons which taught us that we don't know what anything means. If I can wholly embrace that idea that I don't know what anything means, then I can come to the Holy Spirit with a wholly open mind. It is my cherished beliefs, the meanings I give things, that stand in the way of knowing the love of God that is already within me, shining with the brilliance of innocence and peace. The light of God is already within me. It has never left me, and I have never left it. Only my denial of it, my belief that anything could be apart from or other than the love of God, stands between me and my awareness of the love of God that shines within me eternally. His love abides in me, and myself returns the love in gratitude and joy. This circle of love continues unabated within me, no matter what images I may make up that hide it from me. The love of God is shining in me now. I don't have to wait for it to happen. I need only remove the barriers to my awareness of it. I am grateful that I have the means within my confused and delusional mind to find my way out, to return to my natural state as love created me. The Holy Spirit in my mind recognizes this confusion in my mind, but does not believe any of it, so he can bring full awareness of God's love to my split mind. He can use the images and false ideas that I hold for his own purpose to lead me back home to the heaven I never left in truth. My job now is to practice again and again, turning everything I believe I see over to him with an open mind to receive his perception. He will show me the innocence behind the behavior, the light that is ever present in the darkness, the love beyond the fear. As I open to his vision, I receive the miracle of love, and I embrace the world with its blessing. In this lesson, Jesus shows me what my part is. He says, "Your part is simply to allow all obstacles that you have interposed between the Son and God the Father to be quietly removed forever." This means that I am not the one to remove the obstacles. My job is to open up my mind to God to let them be removed. My job is to be willing to let God, which is love, into my mind. When I open the door to love, love does the rest. Love knows what to do. I don't. My willingness to open up to God is what brings me the experience of God's love. I can tell how much I am opening up to God by what I feel within. If I don't feel God's love, then I must still be holding on to ego's values, ego's priorities, ego's thoughts. It is my willingness to open up to let the false values and priorities be removed that allows them to be replaced by God's love. I must learn to hold on to nothing. I must open to God's love with empty hands and an open heart. If I want to see the real world, I must first let God into my mind. You will look upon that which you fear within. The following is a prayer that came to me as I asked for help with my willingness. Dear God, I have joined with the values of separation, and now I choose to return to the awareness of your ever-present love. I have wandered in the wilderness of separation, thinking it real, and have been frightened and confused by my choice to join with ego thinking. I realize now that what is truly important above all things is opening to your ever-present love. I consciously choose that now. I let my mind quiet because I would have it be so. I allow the feeling of your ever-present love to return to my awareness. I would not keep my mind closed to your eternal presence. Your love is in me and surrounds me always. Your love is all that is real. I accept it and allow myself to feel it now. Amen.